Hello guys, and welcome to the recording for today, the 21st of November 2021. I know this is very unexpected. We didn't expect to have to do a recording today, but unfortunately, because we have had quite a few people, up to five at the last count, of our church members that had got COVID and needed to isolate, we wanted to make sure that we kept everybody safe and try to make sure that no more people got COVID. So it was a very hard decision, but it was decided that it will be good to close the church down for 10 days so that we give a chance for the disease to just blow itself away and just go away, really. I know some of you might have had to do this at school, so hopefully you're all fairly familiar with it and you know that we're only doing it as a last resort. It's nobody's choice to do this, but we feel that it's the best thing to do so that we can keep everybody safe and make sure that nobody gets COVID. So I hope you're enjoying going to school and that you're continuing that. But as a church, we just decided that this was something that we needed to do. Okay, so we've got recordings for you, and this is the one for the children in Ignite. Jacob is doing one for the children in the Way, so that everybody at least has something to be thinking and talking about while we might not be seeing each other. So I'll do one today for this Sunday, and then next Sunday there'll be another one as well. After this, I think after you've done this recording, I would expect you to be able to write down a prayer, because today we are going to be talking to God, about why we talk to God, how we talk to God, and that sort of thing. Okay, so first of all, I'd like you to think about who you have spoken to in the last few days. Even if you looked at the last 5 days from Monday to Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, who did you talk to? Who are the people that you were talking to? If I think about my example, on Monday, I was going to work and I had to catch a train. So I woke up and the first person I spoke to was Daniela, because she drove me to go to the station. Then I talked to the people at the station. Some of them are friends. I've worked with them before. So we just had a quick chat before I got on my train. The conductor came through and I spoke to him. Just to say hello. Then I spoke to a couple of people on the gates at Ebbsfleet because I was going to Ashford. So I had to change trains and I spoke to the people on there for just a very short time. Then when I was in class, I spoke to my classmates. There are six of them. And they're really nice people. I spoke to my trainer, my instructor or teacher. I spoke to her all day while she was teaching us things. Her name is Tracy. She's very nice. I spoke to my manager on that day. His name is Jamie. I also spoke to another guy in the same office as my manager called James. Then on the way back, I talked to a couple of conductors. I know that on Wednesday I spoke to a stranger. I spoke to a girl that I'd never met before about work and what she was doing. And so I had quite a long conversation with her, probably about 10 minutes or so before we both got on the same train. But we didn't sit next to each other. But while we were waiting for the train, we spoke to each other, which was really nice. I've spoken to my husband. I've spoken to Jerome and Emmanuel as well. I've spoken to my mom. I speak to my mom pretty much every day, sometimes even two and three times in that day. I know today I've spoken to her twice, but yesterday on Saturday I spoke to her about six times. We phoned each other quite a lot. I have spoken to God. I have said some prayers. So I've spoken to God as well. So I don't know what your list would look like if you had to sit down and think about the people that you have spoken to. If you want to, you can pause the recording now and write down a list of the people that you have spoken to. That will be okay. But even if you don't write the list, you can see that there are quite a lot of people that we speak to. And why do we speak to people? Why do we speak? Why do we speak to all these people? Sometimes I am just being nice. I'm being polite. If I'm speaking to some strangers, sometimes I'm just saying, oh, that's a nice dress. Trying to cheer someone up who might look a little bit sad. And sometimes like I speak to my sister and my brother. Not very often. My brother phoned me for advice. So I spoke to him and I was helping him to make some choices of his life. My sister, it's usually a catch up what the children are doing, any funny things that have happened in my life. With my mom, it's anything. We could talk about the weather. We could talk about what she's planning to do that day. We could talk about lots of different things. With my husband, usually it's about running the house, what the kids are up to. With my kids, it's usually something to make them laugh or find out how they're doing at school. So there are lots of different reasons why we speak to people. Sometimes, like with my colleagues, sometimes I'm just really just having a laugh, just to entertain them or to be entertained by them. So those are the reasons why I talk to people. There are some very good friends of mine that I speak to if I have any problems. I go to and I speak to them. But all the people that I speak to them in a different way, depending on how well I know them or how much information I want them to have. Because the people that I don't know very well, most of the time, I don't speak to them for a long time. And the information that I give them is not very deep. I just talk to them very generally about things. How is work? How are you doing? How are the kids? I don't really go into a lot of details. And when I talk to God, it's quite different to when I talk to people. Now, I don't know how much you talk to God. And how you would compare that to talking to somebody that you can see. Because I know some people do struggle talking to God because they cannot see him. So that can make it maybe a little bit more challenging talking to God. But it is important that we try to spend time with God. I know that when the people that I spend time with, whenever I'm talking to Danny, my daughter, Daniela, who's 21. And whenever I'm talking to her, it's very, very fun. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy spending time with her. I enjoy talking to her about different things because most of the time we're just out to have fun. And the more time I spend with her, the better I get to know her. And then the better and the easier it is for me to talk to her. So then I can tell her even more things next time. And because I know what she likes and what she doesn't like, it's easy for me to talk to her in a different way to the way I talk to people that I work with. So the more time we spend with God and the more we talk to God, then the easier it can be to talk to God. The easier and the more relaxed we can be when we are talking to God. So now, if you imagine trying to talk to somebody who doesn't answer you back, that makes it very, very difficult. Because then you're just talking and it's a one-way conversation, because that person is either not listening or they're not paying attention and they're not answering back. So that is not good. You really want to have a conversation where you are saying something and the other person is talking back. And then you feel you can say more things. It'll be very difficult to talk to somebody who just doesn't answer back and who stays silent. I think we would feel upset if that happened to us, if we were trying to talk to people and they don't talk back to us. So God is not like that. God does talk back to us. He does help us to know that he has heard what we're saying and he talks to us. And looking at the Bible, God has done a lot. He's done a lot to make sure that we can be comfortable talking to him. One of the reasons he sent Jesus is to make sure that we would feel comfortable talking to God, because he came in the form of a man so that we would know how to talk to him, because we can talk to God at any time, in any way we like, and that is okay. It is so important to God that we talk to him, that he sent Jesus Christ to rebuild the relationship between us so that we would be friends with God. And he wants us to talk to him, not like a stranger and not for a little time, but to feel comfortable enough to talk to him at any time, in any way that we like. And sending Jesus was a lot of work, because that was the biggest, Jesus was the most precious thing to God, his only son. And he sent him to earth so that we would have that friendship with God. So it's very important that we try our hardest to build that friendship. And the way to build a friendship, just like we build friendships with our friends here on earth, is to spend time with somebody, to get to know them better, to know what makes them happy and how you can talk to them better. And that's what we have to do with God. We should try to spend time with him, get to know him better, and say the things that he likes to hear, just like we would do with our friends here on earth. Sometimes we might have questions. And imagine if you were asking someone questions and they didn't know the answer. That would be a little bit annoying and maybe frustrating for you, because you would go to that person wanting to know the answer to something and they just don't know the answer. But God is not like that. There's no question we can put to God that he doesn't know the answer to. There's no time we can go to God and he doesn't understand what we are talking about. God always knows what we're talking about, and he always cares about even the smallest little thing that we care about. God cares about it too. And he wants us to go to him in prayer all the time, to spend time with him and to be able to tell him any problems that we have. Because sometimes we might have problems, we might have things that we're going through, and it'll be good for us to speak to God, knowing that he will help us. As we spend more time with God, it gets easier to be able to talk to him. Now, Jesus spent a lot of time praying and talking to God. Sometimes he would be on his own. And he would go on his own to pray. And we can see examples of that in the Bible, when Jesus goes alone to pray. And sometimes it was because he was praying about something really, really important. Sometimes he just wanted to spend time with God and just listen to what God wanted him to do, or how God wanted him to do something. There's a time when Jesus went alone on his own to pray at night. And he also prayed early in the morning. He prayed before he had to make important decisions, like when he was choosing the 12 disciples. He went on his own to pray. He also prayed with different people. And sometimes he would go, when he was being baptized, he prayed. After he had fed the 12, the 5,000 people, he prayed. He went on his own and prayed. And in that time he was praying, God was talking to him. So that's another reason why we should pray. When we pray, God sends answers and he helps us to know the right things to do. And there was times when Jesus was with other people and he would pray with them. So sometimes we can pray on our own or we can pray with other people. So another question you might be thinking of is, are there any rules? Are there any things you should not do or things that you're not allowed to do when you're praying? Okay, so these are some of the things that you might think these are the rules. These are some of the things that people can say that, oh, you must do this. You must always close your eyes when you pray. Is that true? Do you think that's true? Do you always have to close your eyes when you pray? Here's another one. You must put your hands together when you are praying. Is that true or is it false? You must never pray when you are busy doing something else. Is that right? You have to pray in your bedroom with the door closed. Have you heard that one before? And is it true? You have to use long words when you pray. I don't know. What do you think? You should talk out loud when you pray. Is that one true? You should speak politely to God and call him Lord. You are not allowed to pray for things for yourself. Only for other people. Do you think that's true? Only got three more to go. Okay, what about this one? Some things are not important enough to pray for. Is that right? Do you agree with that? You shouldn't tell God if you're upset. You should pretend that you're happy even when you're upset about things. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that that's the right way to pray? And the last one. Oh, no, it's not the last one. You should never shout at God. Is that right, do you think? And the very last one. Be serious. God doesn't like jokes. Do you think that's true or not? Okay, so those are the rules that people might say are out there. Do you agree with those? I don't. I certainly don't agree with them. Because none of those rules are true. God is not like that at all. God doesn't care how you come to him. You don't have to be sitting down or on your knees. You don't have to put your hands together. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to be serious, which I'm really glad about, because sometimes when I'm talking to God, I have a lot of fun and I'm not that serious. You can tell God if you're upset. You can pray for yourself. You do not always have to pray for other people. You don't have to use special words when you're talking to God. He doesn't expect you to call him Lord or to use big expensive words. And you can pray while you're busy doing something else. You can send up a little quick prayer a two-second prayer, you could send that up to God, and he will be quite happy with that. You don't have to wait until you have a long time to say long, expensive prayer and use lots of big words so that you don't even understand what you're saying. You don't have to pray in a special room like your bedroom with the door shut. You can pray anywhere. You don't have to pray out loud. It's good if you're praying with other people, if they can hear what you're saying, so that they can agree with you. But you don't have to pray out loud. Sometimes you can just whisper a prayer to God very quickly. And you don't have to speak politely when you're praying to God. God really doesn't care about any of that. How I would say is one of the best ways to pray, and we're going to look at this again next week, is look at prayer in three parts. Thank you prayers, asking for help, and sorry prayers. And it doesn't matter which order you put them in. God doesn't care about that. When you meet somebody, it's always nice to ask after them. It's always good to sort of start off on a happy note. If you're going to God, even if it's the first time that you're doing it, it's nice to go and to praise God or to thank him for what he has already done for you. It's good for you to sort of say that you know that God has already done some nice things for you. And then you can say if there's anything that you're sorry that you've done before God. You can say any sorry prayers. And then after that, you can ask him for anything that you need help with. So that's a good structure to have. Thanking God or praising him, saying sorry for anything you've done wrong, and asking for help. Those are the three main areas, I would say, of a prayer. And you can keep things very, very simple. So all your prayers are you talking to God. You're not talking to people. So you don't have to put them in perfect English. You don't have to use complete sentences, because God knows what's in your heart. But I know that sometimes it can be difficult to get started. So I am going to say a very simple prayer to end this session, and I hope that it'll help you to get praying more so that you can enjoy talking to God more. The more you do it, the more you talk to God, the easier it'll be. And sometimes praying with your family or friends can be really very nice. So maybe you might want to say to a friend or your mom or your dad or an older brother or sister or even somebody younger than you, say, can you pray with me? I want to practice praying to God. Can you come and pray with me? And then you can just say a very, very simple prayer. So I'm going to start this prayer by thanking God, and then I'm going to say my sorry prayer, and then I'm going to say my please prayer. So, Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for the way that you have blessed us to be able to have the technology to reach out to all the children today. I just ask for your help, O Lord, where we have made mistakes, anything that we have done wrong, that you help us to see it and you help us to do it right next time. And Lord, I just ask that every child that's listening to this, that you draw them closer to you and that you help them to know you more and to want to spend time with you, and that they will get better and better at praying to you. And I ask that you bless them with their week at school, and that when we meet up again, everybody will be fit and healthy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And people end their prayers by saying in Jesus' name, because it gives it the authority of Jesus being involved in your prayers. And when we say Amen, we are saying, let it be so. We are saying, all the things that I have said I want to happen, let them happen the way that I've said it. So that's why we end our prayers that way. I hope that has helped. If you have any questions, you can leave a message with Bev at the church office. Ask your parents how to make that phone call. Or you can send an email to youth-sbc.church. Well, honestly, I can't remember the website. That's very good, isn't it? I'll find it on my phone and I will let you know. It is youth@sbc-church.org.uk. Huh, I haven't had to say that for a very long time, and that's why I got all muddled up. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to that, and I hope it has blessed you and helps you to get used to saying prayers to God. God bless, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.